I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Kirk and Nolan back with you as always, and great to be here again, Dirtbags. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the nation and part of the show. So, as always, tonight we'll be going ahead and we'll be talking about the MLB highlights and the big superpower call-ups, it seems like, from the last week. Obviously, more than we'll get through happening every week, as it seems like. But we'll be going with them and giving our thoughts and opinions on them and going. We're excited about it for sure. And the second segment, we'll go ahead and we'll get into Cincinnati's new big red machine known as Hunter Green, talking about him and the progress. Nolan was lucky enough this past week to watch him live versus the Blue Jays. So giving some inside opinions on that firsthand view. So looking forward to that as well. And then finally answering your questions on the curtain call segment of the show. So, but before we get there, as always, we want to make sure we give a big thanks to our sponsors over at Team Avenue Baseball and Your Credit Pulse. Again, two great programs. And hey, if you're looking for help with building your baseball roadmap, you definitely want to look them out. And that's Team Avenue Baseball and Your Credit Pulse. Both great companies that can help you out with that process. And as you always know, you can shop your Dirtbag hats, tees, the college playbook, and more over at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We've got our Pearl collection, the game used ball collection, Canadian collection, USA collection, and more. So make sure you drop by, and love to see you supporting us and being proud of being a Dirtbag for sure. And again, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel at Dirtbag Baseball Talk to receive notifications of all our videos. And including this week's guest, it'll be coming out with Tamari Story Harden from Your Credit Pulse. Tamari and I will be talking about, different ways credit can be used to help you out with your baseball journey and other things in life as well. So, and always give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And hey, you can DM us anytime with any questions that you have for sure. And that's on Facebook or Instagram, or Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com with any questions about training. Need help developing an impenetrable mindset, interested in having us come and do a guest speaking engagement, or have a product you want to talk about, hey, give us a shout out for sure. So, but until we, you know what, get your drink, sit back, get ready for it. And hey, you know what, we're excited about it and we're ready to get after it and get going with a great episode. So we'll be right back here after the break, and hopefully you're going to join with us, and we'll be talking about the MLB highlights and the call-ups.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now.
At Progressive, you can get 24/7 protection, even if you break the space-time continuum.
Wait, every time you wake up is the same day? That's terrible.
Yeah, don't worry, I call Progressive. Their 24/7 protection still works even if my day does last forever.
Yeah, but don't you want it to end?
Are you kidding? I win the lottery whenever I want and never regret anything. It's the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Progressive offers more than a great price when you bundle home and auto. We offer round-the-clock protection, which literally means anytime. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, teamavenuebaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code WELLNESS for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code WELLNESS. Antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
And now today's Steel Lawn Care Tip of the Day. One lawn weed can quickly turn to more. Even freshly planted lawns usually inherit weeds and weed seeds. When planting new grass seed, avoid pre-emergent weed controls, such as crabgrass preventers and combination weed and feed fertilizers. These products are designed to keep weed seeds from germinating, but they can work against grass seed in the same way. Target tough weeds with effective spot treatments. And now a word from Steel Outdoor Power Equipment.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local Steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And as we were saying before the break, hey, as we always do, we're going to talk about the MLB highlights and some of those super call-ups that we've had seen over the last week. So, Nolan, I know you got a lot on your mind. You wanted a lot to talk about, and especially about your St. Louis homegrown boys. So, hey, go ahead and get after it, big fella.
So, three of the top 40 prospects called up this past week. We have Nolan Gorman called up on the Friday, makes his major league debut, gets a single in his first at-bat. Next day, we have Matthew Liberatore called up. He gets the starting job for the Cardinals on the Saturday against the Pirates. Looked decent. Kind of exactly what they said. I mean, hammer of a curveball. That's his best pitch. He was the top left-handed curveball in the minors. He's been that for the past couple of years. Real good curveball, like I said. His fastball was decent. Plays mid-90s, low 90s. Let up an inside-the-park home run to Brian Reynolds. So he didn't have necessarily a great start, kind of looked a little bit lost, but hey, whatever, it is what it is. But time to get into it. Number one prospect, Adley Rutschman, gets the call to the majors. First hit in the majors, sorry. A triple down the line. You know who the last Oriole was that hit a triple down the line in his first major league at bat with that stardom? Manny Machado. Ooh, Manny Machado, the last superstar prospect in the Orioles system to come up and have a triple for his first hit. Now, obviously, that's an extreme comparison, because Manny Machado, he was amazing with the Orioles. But let's be honest, I mean, sky's the limit for Rutschman. They've been talking very highly about this kid since he was drafted. Obviously, they said he was the most major league ready player in that 2019 class. Played a few years at Oregon State. I mean, dude's a switch-hitting catcher, looks the part. But the coolest thing to me, I thought, was when he goes out in the first inning and you see him just kind of looking around the stadium. Goes out, he shakes the home plate umpire's hand. He's taking it all in, man. I was like, yeah, this is a cool moment. This is a kid that's really appreciating everything that he's worked for in life to get to this point. And, I mean, you could just tell he was just embracing it. Obviously, the number one prospect. I don't think he's getting sent back down. I think he's like a Wander Franco situation where he gets called up and that's that. He's up there for the rest of his career.
Yeah, definitely, right? I mean, from the time they took him, that's what they're building the franchise around him, right? You know, we know how hard it is to build a catcher in the major leagues, and let alone, you know, a franchise player. And there you go, right there. Switch hitting. Big dog, calls a great game from all accounts, all reports, and you know what, he can hit as well. So is he going to have his ups and downs this year or whatever? Sure he is. We all know that. But absolutely, settle down and get going with it. I mean, what, maybe you hate to throw comparisons, but Buster Posey comparison, maybe?
Well, I'd say Matt Wieters.
I don't know.
I'd say Matt Wieters. Stick with the organization.
Yeah.
Matt Wieters, when he first came in with Baltimore, no one was denying that he was arguably the best catcher in baseball. Guy won multiple gold gloves, switch hitter, big guy. Obviously, tons of power. I can't recall if he ever won a Silver Slugger or not. I'm assuming he must have. But he had a good stretch. He had a good run there with Baltimore for a while. So, I mean, that's got to be his floor, is Matt Wieters. If he can have a 15-year major league career like Wieters did, nothing to shake your head
good
about.
Call. For sure. I mean, and we got them to the playoffs there in the mid, 215, 216. Got them right there in the hunt anyways. And you know what? With some good teams. So, yeah, that's a good call. It's a good call. I mean, and when you can get two of them within a decade apart, hey, you're doing something right. So, but you're right. I mean, at the end of the day, he's one guy that you're looking at. Hey, they're going to let him go through the ups and downs. There's no question about it. You're Nolan Gorman over in St. Louis. That'll be an interesting one. I mean, obviously the kid can play and stuff like that, but the way St. Louis is built and looking at playoffs, you know what? If the numbers are there, he's going to stay. I'm certainly assuming that they're wanting him to stay up there for sure. And Liberatore, you know what? Time will tell on him. But, hey, it's a long time coming when you look at Randy Rosarena going the other way to the Rays in that trade back in the day, right?
Yeah, I mean, the success Randy Rosarena's had, you're expecting Matthew Liberatore to come in, ultimately light the world on fire as a Cardinals fan. Like, and that puts a lot of pressure on the kid. So, I mean, you gotta take it slow, understand he's a 22-year-old kid. The Cardinals haven't had a truly dominant left-handed pitcher in very long time. I mean, Jaime Garcia was the only lefty to throw 30 starts in a season for the Cardinals in the past 20 years, I think, or something like that. So even if Liberatore can get to that 30-start mark, if he can be a consistent major league pitcher, I don't know if he'll necessarily turn out to be an ace or not, but he's a Cardinal, so you can never discount that. Realistically, if he slides in there as a number two, number three, post-Adam Wainwright career, I think he'll be fine. But I think the goal is to get him up this year, let him pitch as much as he can in the major leagues. Obviously, learn from Wainwright. Wainwright hasn't said one way or the other whether this is going to be his final year. But you got to assume it's probably going to be his final year because Yadi and Pujols are going out. So that's one thing where, yeah, if you can get Liberatore up in the majors as much as possible, get him picking Adam Wainwright's brain, it doesn't hurt.
Well, and you just hope, you're talking lefties in the St. Louis organization, and you just hope he doesn't turn out to have the bad end result of turn of the century Rick Ankiel. You know, I hate to even throw it out there. Like, that's a I didn't even want to make a comment on it or whatever and that, but you look at the fastball, you look at the big hook, you know, a lot of comparisons there too or whatever. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're gonna rate like what you're saying. They're gonna handle them. You hate to say it with kid gloves, but I think there's a bit of kid gloves going to be handled there.
Yep. And the sad thing is, those three, they weren't even the best guys to make their major leagues debuts. The best player to make his major league debut in the history of baseball, Brian Severn, starts out. He's the catcher for the Colorado Rockies. Just so people know who he is. Not even a top 100 prospect or anything like that, comes up. First player in Major League history to have his first hits be multi-run home runs.
What do you do? Do you just retire after that?
And,
do you call it a day?
And he caught a guy stealing. He caught J.D. Davis stealing in the sixth inning as well, just to cap off his Major League debut.
Yeah. So, yeah, welcome to the show, big fella.
Yeah,
welcome to the show.
He must have been thinking, oh, life's pretty easy up here.
Yeah, what? I can just imagine what the clubhouse was like after that game. Holy God, man. Yeah.
Well, and
again, like we've been saying all along, right? Like, you just never know this season. It seems like every day there's something spectacular happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those years where there's been a lot of history already made. We're not even done May yet. Obviously, the year's going to keep on rolling. There's going to be more history made. But we got to mention one blemish from this past week that we haven't mentioned yet. Josh Donaldson. Yeah. Very questionable comment. Said, I guess a few years back, Tim Anderson made a comment saying that he wanted to be the modern-day Jackie Robinson. So Josh Donaldson calls him Jackie. Obviously, a white guy calling Tim Anderson, who's African-American, Jackie Robinson, whether it's a joke or not, still very questionable. I mean, MLB suspends him for a game. Aaron Judge comes out yesterday. He's like, yeah, whether that's right or wrong, I still wouldn't have made the comment. I mean, obviously, Aaron Judge, he's another African-American. It's one of those situations where it should have never been said, whether it was a joke or not. Obviously, it's not the right thing to do. And Josh Donaldson, he's a veteran, so he knows better than that. I mean, he's a guy that likes to stir the pot, but still, that's crossing the line. So, yeah, that's one where I can't agree with that.
It's hard to say, right?
Yeah, I mean...
I know it's easy looking at it from our angle and stuff like that, but, you know, again, if you're not in the context, maybe before the game, during past history, who knows what, right? Like, it's, again, you got to do a bit of research on it and dive into it. And you're right, there's going to be people on both ends of the spectrum. There's no question about that. It's, you know, hey, if you want to send in your comments on it, your thoughts on it, send them in to us on that. We'd love to be able to evaluate what other people are thinking out there. There's no question, because that's one of those gray areas, like no one said. And, hey, you know, right or wrong, it's out there now. So that's all there is about it. So anyways, we'll be right back after the break, and we'll be going on with Hunter Green and what he's been doing so far. So see you in a second.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and time to get talking about Hunter Green, Cincinnati Red. You call him the Big Red Machine. I don't know what you call him, but, you know, we've talked about him already, and I'm sure we'll be talking about him on several shows throughout his career. But, you know, Nolan was lucky enough this past weekend to go and see him live down at Rogers Centre in Toronto against the Jays. And, hey, you got a first-hand view of the big guy live. I mean, we joked about it a little bit, Nolan. It's one thing to hear about it, watch it on TV, but what was it really like sitting there live watching him go to work?
So it was funny, spur of the moment thing. Me and my mom, we go down to the Jays game. I knew Hunter Green was pitching that day, and really I wanted to see Joey Votto. I figured this might be his last time playing in Canada. Obviously a guy who's, in my opinion, a Hall of Famer. There's going to be some debate on whether he actually gets into the Hall of Fame or not because of the position that he plays. Obviously, he's a first baseman, doesn't have necessarily the power numbers, doesn't have the World Series, the postseason success that everybody looks for. He's been a solid player throughout his career, not necessarily Silver Slugger or Gold Glove caliber player, but, I mean, he's been solid throughout his Major League career, right? So I'm just sitting there. And I'm like, all right, well, you know what? We'll go down to the Jays. Hunter Green's pitching. Why not? And Hunter Green, I mean, this year he's kind of been 100 miles an hour a few games and then 95, 96 a few games. I'm like, all right, well, yeah, let's go down. Let's see what he actually looks like in real life. I don't know how many times he threw a fastball 100 miles an hour. It must have been pretty close to 20 times, if not over 20 on Saturday. But every single time he threw 100 miles an hour, you just knew it. It was something different. Like, there is something different to watching a guy get in there. Like, and you see starters, and don't get me wrong, like, I started throwing 95, 96. It's impressive. But all of a sudden, you see 100, 101, 101.3, 90. Like, he was sitting consistently 99.9, too. Like, the amount of, I think he hit 99.9 about 8 or 9 times. And I'm just sitting there like, that is insane. And then all of a sudden, he'll just break out a slider that's like 88 to 91. I'm just like, and his slider, he was spotting it up too. And this is a start after he threw a no-hitter, well, air quotes, a no-hitter against the Pittsburgh Pirates, because I guess it's not qualified as a no-hitter since they didn't play the 9th inning. But I'm just like, this is actually the most difficult thing I think a major league hitter could try and do. Because it's one thing to see a reliever throw 100. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's still impressive. But there's tons of starters out there that could legitimately go out there in one inning, just gas it up as hard as they can. 100 miles an hour, no problem, I think. But being a starter throwing 100 miles an hour on pitch, like 80, 90, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, that is just insanity. Because, like, Justin Verlander, obviously, back in the day, and Max Scherzer back in the day, they were the two guys that would kind of start, all right, we'll throw 90 to 92, 93. All right, fourth inning all of a sudden, all right, now we're gassing it up a little bit. We're 94 to 96. Seventh inning, all right, touch 100. Like Hunter Green, pitch one to pitch done. He's throwing 100 miles an hour. And he looks the part too. Like, that's the thing. Like, he actually looks like a pitcher that can sustain 100 miles an hour throughout a game. Because he's a big, solid kid. There's no two ways about it. He is a horse of a guy. I didn't know how big he was in person until, like, yeah, we saw him up close. Because it's one thing to see him on TV and you're just kind of like, all right, he looks like a pitcher. And then, yeah, you see him out there and you're like, yeah, that's a body that's built to throw 100 miles an hour.
Well, and that's the thing, right? You know, I'm sitting there talking to you and getting your opinion of it over the weekend when you were watching it. And, you know, all I can think back is Nolan Ryan and getting to see him throw back in the day in the 90s. And you're right, you know, there's a guy throwing high 90s and he'd go over 100, as we all know, and stuff like that. But it's like you just said, like, consistently over 100, not for an inning, but for a game. That's crazy to even comprehend that. But I go back to the time when you know, there's a California kid that grew up and you know, he worked out with Alan Jagger, Jagger Sports, and the J Bands. And if you don't know it, I mean, I can't imagine you don't know Alan or whatever and that, but there's a kid that worked out with Alan from like a super young age, like 10, and it might have even been before that. So he has put a lot of time in with a lot of big name people, not only Alan, but Alan's stable of pitchers that he's worked with over the years. So kid obviously knows, because most times I'm sitting there going, you know, hey, he still needs to learn to pitch. And obviously he does still need to learn to pitch. His ERA is high. You know, that's going to all evolve over time. But like you said, just to see the stature of him and the strength and the power, and it's easy to say, well, he's a young kid, he's a horse and stuff like that. Nah, most times we're sitting there saying, hey, he's still going to grow into his body, right? And by the way you're talking, it's almost like he's growing into his body and he's ready to roll.
Yeah, I mean, he's already got the surgery one time too. So I think realistically that probably helped him getting the Tommy John surgery a little bit. Like, as weird as that is to say, just because like when you're obviously coming off a surgery, you're working to get back into pitching shape and everything like that, or at least MLB shape. And like, it looks like he's, I think he's 22 years old, if I'm not mistaken. It looks like he's a mature build 22. Like, he doesn't look dopey up there. He doesn't look like he's lanky. Like he looks like he's an actual 22, about to be 26 year old, if you know what I mean. Like he's a physically developed kid who just gets in there and it's just lights out stuff after lights out stuff, and then breaks off a nice slider. Like, the sad thing is I really only saw a mix of two pitch stuff. So it's one thing that you'd like to see him develop a good third or fourth pitch just to offset the fastball and the slider, because eventually like that stuff's going to get hit. That's why his ERA is as high as it is right now. And I mean, the past two starts, he's played against teams that realistically have not had good offenses. Like the Jays this year, surprisingly, I don't know what it is, can't seem to hit a beach ball. The Pittsburgh Pirates are the Pittsburgh Pirates.
But I think it's all relative, right? You know, it sounds almost unbelievable when we're sitting here as the general fan or the average spectator and stuff like that, to sit there and think, how could anybody touch 100 miles an hour, 100 plus? And it really is. It's unbelievable. As we know, I mean, hitting and spiking a volleyball, two toughest things in sports to do. Absolutely. But when you think about it, you already said it, Nolan. Look how many people are throwing in those high 90s, low 100s now. So you know it as a ball player. I know it as a ball player. The more you see it, it actually does slow down, doesn't it?
Oh, like, absolutely.
As unfathomable as that is, like to us going in there now, or anybody out there listening, I'm sure, going in there now, it would just blow your mind away. You'd be peeing your pants, for God's sakes. God, don't throw one at me or whatever. I'm dead, because I'm not even going to see the one that you're going to throw. It'd be coming so fast. But to those guys, I mean, they see it every day, all day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. It's one thing. Right. It's one thing, like you said, like back in the day where, like even the early 2000s, when you get guys that are throwing high 80s, low 90s on a consistent basis, the starters, I'm saying. And then all of a sudden you get one in a dozen relievers that gas it up and they're throwing 95 to 100 miles an hour. Like 100 miles an hour 20 years ago looked probably to major league hitters like it was coming in at 125. Like now 100 miles an hour looks like it's, well, 100 miles an hour to major league hitters. Like, don't get me wrong, it's still That's not easy to square up. But like you said, just you're seeing it repetitively, so it becomes a lot easier to square up. And especially if you only have a two-pitch mix. And as a starter, you can sit on one or the other. Like, realistically, I'm gassed up for the fastball. Okay, he throws me a slider, whatever. Unless it gets to two strikes, I don't need to swing at that slider, because then I'm just going to help him because I'm gassed up for the fastball. Or vice versa. If I'm sitting slider, then whatever, jump the slider. Right?
Yeah, so, you hit the nail on the head, right? Like, if you're a two-pitch pitcher, they both got to be working for strikes, right? Mm-hmm. You lose one of them that's not working for a strike, now you're down to a one-pitch pitcher. And eventually those guys are going to catch up with it. And that's what's happening over the long haul or whatever and that, right? They're major league hitters, as we always say, right? So they make those adjustments and they're ready for it. There's no question about it. But as he continues to evolve, whether that ends up being a changeup or whatever the third pitch, man, even if he mixes in a changeup, starts to learn that, starts to get control of that and have a good understanding of it. Boy, I'll tell you what. You know, yes, it's still going to be 90 miles an hour for a changeup, but it doesn't matter. Like you said, when you're all jacked up and geared up for 102, all of a sudden the guy throws a 90 at you. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? Good for you guys to go down and see it live, man. I was jealous. I got to be honest. There's no question because dirtbags, those are the guys you want to see. I don't care who you are, man. You want to see those pitchers. Every generation, those guys. And like Nolan was saying, right? You're not talking about, you know, maybe three or four you would be excited again in a game. Oh, when's he going to throw 100 again? You're talking about a quarter of his pitches being 100 plus miles an hour.
Yeah, no, and it's not like it wasn't consistent either. Like it was fifth, sixth inning, he's still touching 100. Seventh inning, one pitch, I think, touched 100 miles an hour. And I'm just like,
crazy.
Yeah, that's so, stamina.
So the bottom line for you then, it was worth the money.
$26, well spent. That's how much it costs for the nosebleeds, $26. I'm like, yep, I'm doing that, no problem.
Yeah. So I think you got to take away from that, dirtbags, that hey, if you get the chance to go and see him live, you better be booking a ticket and making sure you get to see the Hunt Green show coming through your town. Or hey, if you're a Cincinnati fan out there listening to that, well, then you're lucky because you get to see it regularly for sure. So just to finish off with the Joey Votto, he did hit the walk-off home run for the – or not walk-off, but the winning home run again on the Sunday. So you missed him by a day, but big shout-out to him for sure. So, hey, we got to take a break, unfortunately, there, Beggs, but we'll be right back here in a few seconds with the curtain call questions.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now.
And now today's Rust Eating Tip of the Day, presented by Free All Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Free All.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil. Free-All spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Free-All Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Free-All today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Have you ever wished the student-athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit teamavenuebaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Remember your favorite movie moments? Ever thought about collecting them and connecting with your favorite creators? Now you can turn that wish into a reality with Real 8. Real 8 is an inaugural NFT marketplace for fans to collect exclusive behind-the-scenes moments. With Real 8, you can access unique experiences like meeting the cast and crew live. Visit real8.com/USA now to join a community of like-minded fans and get even closer to the films you love. Don't miss the latest NFT drop. Check out real8.com/USA. That's R-E-E-L, the number 8.com/USA.
All right, dirtbags, you know what time it is. It's time for the curtain call questions. So here we roll, Nolan. Should the Red Sox be looking seriously at a trade partners right now?
Absolutely. I think 100%, no doubt in my mind, the Red Sox have to be at least kicking the tires on trades. I get it. It's still early in the year. They could possibly mount a comeback. Whatever you want to say, whatever you want to have hope in, let's be honest, not their year. One last kick at the can with Xander Bogaerts. That's the at least impression that he's put out there, is that he's going to opt out after the year. He said it himself. I'll be surprised if he sticks around, especially with the hot start that he's had. Why not kick the tires right now on a possible Xander Bogaerts trade? You got to get something back for him. Trevor Story, at least he's starting to heat up now, so he's making it look more like that contract's worth it. Whether he sticks at second base post this year or slides back over to the shortstop position, that's to be determined, obviously. They have a prospect in Jeter Downs who, I mean, he can slide up. He can do either or, right? He can either be a shortstop. That's what they traded him for, was to be that shortstop from the Dodgers once they made, or when they made that Mookie Betts trade a couple of years ago. Obviously, Trevor Story, he's had a long career at shortstop with the Colorado Rockies. Very good offensive player. I mean, this past week, he wins AL Player of the Week. 6 bombs, 14 RBIs in 7 games. I still think Trevor Story probably is going to stay at second base after this year, even after they trade Bogaerts, whenever they trade Bogaerts this year. Because I'll be, like I said, I'm surprised if he'll be on the team past the deadline. I mean, hell, we saw Trevor Story stay on the Colorado Rockies last year past the trade deadline. So it's easy for me to sit here and say that they should trade Bogaerts. In reality, a trade has to come to fruition. There's tons of playoff caliber teams, though, that if they're not trying to trade for Xander Bogaerts, they're crazy. Let's be honest. I mean, I know it's going to be tough trying to get him to sign an extension, but if he gets traded to the right spot, he might not even opt out of his contract. Like, he could be one of those guys that, obviously, the Dodgers don't need a shortstop, but I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of teams off of the top of my head. Like, realistically, if Tatis doesn't come back healthy and he's not that guy this year for them, the Padres make a lot of sense. They got tons of guys out there. They got options. I mean, obviously, Ha-Seong Kim, the guy that they got from Korea last year, he's had a good start to the year, filling in for Tatis and everything like that. It would be tough to try and play Bogaerts in that infield, especially with Jake Cronenworth still playing second. Machado's having a hell of a year over at third base right now, probably the NL MVP. Hosmer's having a good year, right? So it's one of those teams that maybe for a DH spot, if you want to get Bogaerts there, that would make sense to me. But yeah, you got to at least start kicking the tire on a few guys there in that lineup.
Yeah, that's a good call, the Padres. I never even thought about them or whatever. But like you said, with his opt-out year or whatever, and that, maybe it does fit if Tatis doesn't come back fully healthy. You know what? That could be a real good call. And they, you know what? They got J.D. Martinez on his walk year as well and stuff like that. They got a few people that they got to look at moving. First base has been a trouble spot for them. Dalbec doesn't seem to be the fit for them there. They got a real good minor leaguer there. They're going to have to call him up before too long the way it's going, unless they happen to, whatever, run off a 10-12 game win streak or whatever and stuff. But with those three guys, I mean, Devers, you're not moving him anywhere. But, you know, you got those three guys hitting well into the 300s right now and stuff like that, looking good. You're right. Trade them while you get some good stock, right? I mean, hey, that's not giving away the ship or whatever. And that's just being responsible to me, whether you're a big market team or not. Doesn't matter whether the Red Sox, Yankees, Dodgers, if it was on those teams, hey, you got to do what you got to do for sure. So, all right. Well, you already talked a lot about him or whatever and that, but let's go a little deeper on what your thoughts are. And that's, is Trevor Story going to be able to handle Boston throughout his contract?
So his contract this past year was what, a 6-year 140, something like that. I think his was the same as Baez ended up signing. He's got what, an opt out after year four, I think, too, and a player option for year seven, if I'm not mistaken, in there as well. Realistically, Trevor Story, I mean, he's a guy, so he hits the three home runs, obviously gets interviewed after the game. A week before, he's getting booed. This past week, he's getting cheered. He says, he's like, hey, why wouldn't I want to be here? These are the best fans in baseball, yada, yada, yada. Gives that same speech that every major leaguer gives once they actually start getting applauded by their hometown crowd. End of the day, though, Trevor Story, to me, he's a guy that can fit in Boston. He's got that type of personality. He's not necessarily arrogant, but he's got the bravado to be a big city guy, if you know what I'm saying. Like he obviously plays his first 6 years in Colorado. Very good numbers in Colorado. Everybody always puts up good numbers in Colorado. They always say, okay, well, what's he going to do away from Colorado, right? Same story as Nolan Arenado once Arenado left. Trevor Story, I mean, to this point in the year, obviously you wouldn't say it's the same as Colorado, but it's not like he's been a slouch. Obviously, this past week wins AL Player of the Week, so it makes him look 10 times better. But still, end of the day, I mean, his defense for switching over to second base has been improved, I guess, if you want to call it that. Obviously, his arm strength is still down. It's above major league average for a second baseman, but it's not like he's hurting them defensively by any means. Like, apparently he was Colorado for shortstop defensively last year. I think his contract is going to play out perfectly. I think that was a great signing by Boston. I think the numbers were right. I think he's the same type of player as Baez in the fact where you can't pay him $30 million a year. He's not that type of player. You pay him about $24 million, if I'm not mistaken, 23 and change. That's perfect for what he should be. So, I mean, yeah, it'll be one of those things where you tell next year whether his contract will actually play out. Because all of a sudden, realistically, next year, I'm assuming the idea is for him to slide over to shortstop. He'll have to play shortstop. You get to see what life is like without Bogarts, who's there. I mean, obviously protecting him in the lineup. JD Martinez, same boat, protecting him in the lineup. So you got to hope a couple of the young kids that they bring up next year will take that step right away and help protect Story. Otherwise, they're going to pitch around Story because Story's the one consistent major league hitter in that lineup next year.
Well, they have endeavors for sure. But that leads back to the first question almost, right? Like, go ahead and trade some of those guys. Get some of those kids up there, like you just said, to see how that lineup looks, right? See if they can handle that type of pressure or whatever, and that see what they need to go out and get in the off season. But hey, let's not forget, right? I mean, yes, he's a well-known name, Trevor Story or whatever, and that. But still, the bottom line is, you go from Colorado to Boston, big market, big expectations, big everything, plus the fact that you got to move temporarily your position for a stalwart at that position, right, in Bogarts. So that's not an easy thing. At the end of the day, he's still a human being, right? So, you know what? If last week is any indication of it, it looks like he's starting to breathe a little bit, starting to settle down a little bit, starting to just understand, hey, you don't need to be Trevor Story the savior. You just need to be Trevor Story, another member of the Red Sox, right?
Yeah, that's the way that I look at it. So I think he'll handle that contract perfectly. I love the fact Boston got him. I always wanted St. Louis to get him. I thought that was going to be a great fit. Obviously didn't work out with us. You know what? More power to Boston. Hopefully it works out.
Yeah, for sure. So next question is out of Texas, and good one. What about Martin Perez's pitching this season in Texas? What can you say about this guy?
I mean, John Gray was supposed to be the guy this year. They went out, they got him. Drawing a blank on the kid's name. Spencer Howard. The guy that they got last year at the trade deadline, obviously he was supposed to be a guy this year. Dane Dunning, he was going to take a next step there. Obviously none of those guys have really been that guy this year for Texas, but Martin Perez has. I don't know where it's come from. It's not even like he ever did that with Boston or any of his other stops that he's had throughout his career. He's just been a solid 3-4 at best type pitcher. This year he's looking like a 1-2. Like, I mean, obviously he's an ace for Texas, but let's be honest, Texas doesn't have a lot of other guys. He slides into most other rotations. I'd say he's easily a number two, like if not a 1B. He's pitched incredible, at least over the stretch. I mean, he's on a heck of a run. Same boat as Johnny Cueto. All of a sudden, Johnny Cueto's turned back the clock too. It's one of those things where, like we talked about in last week's episode, I mean, those veteran pitchers, they're just dominating it. Like they know how to pitch. That's what it comes down to. And a lot of the young kids, they're just still throwers, it seems like. But yeah, Martin Perez, hey, tip my cap to you, man. You've turned back the clock. You're looking great. That's another guy that if Texas wanted to trade, they'd be smart to trade him, because obviously Texas hasn't gotten out to the start that they hoped. So it's one of those guys that you got to keep an eye on.
Yeah, no question about it. So where has Vladdy Jr. and the Blue Jays offense disappeared to? Man, they make the Chapman trade in the offseason, and what, they almost skyrocket to what, the if not number one overall, the top three for sure lineups. And what's happening there?
Betting World Series favorites coming out of spring training. Right after they got that Chapman trade, like everybody was like, oh yeah, this is going to be the team. I mean, I still thought Tampa Bay was going to win that division. You thought the Yankees, I think, were going to win that division, if I'm not mistaken, or did you pick the Jays?
Mm-hmm. Nah, Yankees.
That offense was supposed to be the thing that was carrying the Jays. This year, I mean, yesterday or 2 days ago, I'm watching the Cardinals and Jays game. They show a stat before the game starts, and the Jays, since Mays rolled around, they have, what, a 3.01 ERA and a 1.05 whip for their starters. Like, they had the best numbers amongst starters in the majors, and you're like, with that offense, they should be, I don't know how many games they played this month, 20 games, give or take, this month, 21 games, they should be 19-2 with a rotation ERA of 3.01 and a whip of 1.05. And you look at that lineup, and on paper, it's like, man, they got silver sluggers and guys that are in the silver slugger running and in good defense and everything like that. You're like, okay, this is a team realistically that should be amazing. But yeah, they're what, I think second worst runner in scoring position average this year. Like, no one's getting on base, so anytime they are hitting a home run, it's a solo home run. No stolen bases really either. Like Santiago Espinal, if you told me Santiago Espinal was going to be the best hitter on the Jays this year, I'd look at you and say you're crazy. Right now he's riding a 15-game hit streak. He's the only guy in the Jays offense that can hit consistently right now. Vladdy, I mean, obviously I projected him to hit 63 bombs. That's looking like it'll never happen. I mean, Aaron Judge, he might hit the 63 home runs, but yeah, I have no clue what happened to the Jays offense. It's just trying times right now. I don't know if they're trying to put too much pressure on themselves or what the deal is, because this year they were supposed to contend, but right now it's not looking like anything's getting right.
Well, that's it, right? Vladdy maybe put the curse on him in spring training, because didn't he make the quote, last year was the trailer, this year's the show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it had me all excited hearing that confidence, man. I'm like, ooh, that's a kid ready to take the next step. I didn't realize the next step was going back to his rookie and second-year numbers.
Let's be honest. He started off great. He really did start off great or whatever. And you know what it's like hitting, right? When somebody's not hitting, you start to open, expand your strike zone, and that's not Vladdy. Vladdy's super disciplined. But once those opposing teams got him to expand the strike zone, that everything just plummeted. And then all of a sudden, the rest of the team just plummets, right? So, hey, it is what it is. You're right. And hopefully he can get back and we can see the show. Because certainly the pieces are there. They just got to find themselves. They got to take a big breath, calm it all down, and just start working and trusting each other and putting the pieces together. I know they say it all the time or whatever and that and talk about it, but they really need to get back to it and just bear down on it. So, hey, you know what, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for sending those questions in, as you always do. You know, you can DM us directly with your questions, or you can send them in to Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. So we'll be right back here with our final thoughts right after the break.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, and now we're back with our final thoughts, Dirtbag. So go ahead, Nolan.
Hey, Jeff McNeil, work out your legs. You've got no power. No power, McNeil. That's what one fan said to Jeff McNeil shortly before he hits a two-run bomb. That's awesome. I love it. I love it when fans try and heckle MLB players because it's like, man, these guys are so locked in at the plate. And he just, and keep in mind, like Jeff McNeil, I mean, yeah, he's a skinny guy. Not a lot of power this year. I mean, he had one home run prior to that two-run bomb. So now he's at two bombs. Very consistent major league average hitter. I'd say he's basically a younger version of Charlie Blackman. That's the best way of describing him. But yeah, Jeff McNeil, I just thought that was hilarious. Immediately after getting told that he has no power and he needs to work out his legs, goes above the massive right field wall in San Francisco. And it's not even like he went down the line. Like, he went a bit to right center. So it was a good poke. But yeah, like, as a fan, please don't heckle these major league players. Because these guys can just do whatever they want, whenever they want.
Hey, great final thought. Love it, man. Love it. Love it. Love it. So, Dirtbags, we, you know what, can't thank you enough for listening and being a part of the show. Like we say, we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So stay tuned. Spread the word. Hey, and don't forget, go to DirtbagBaseballNation.com to find your favorite Dirtbag swag, the college playbook, or anything else you want. Again, you want to be on a show, you want to sponsor the show, sponsor our YouTube channel, hey, reach out to us. You can DM us at DirtbagBaseballNation on Instagram or Facebook. You can email me directly, Kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and we'll make sure that we're talking and getting it done. So, and one more time, again, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and that's at Dirtbag Baseball Talk. And again, this week, I've got on guest Tamari Story Harden from Your Credit Pulse. So that'll be Friday at 10:30. That one will be released. And hey, a great episode. You definitely want to watch that one for sure. So it's a blast being with us. For all you servicemen and women out there around the globe or whatever that are listening to us, and all you other dirtbags, hey, you know what? We're one nation. We're all in this together. We love it. We preach it. We live this game. We die this game, and we love this game. That's what it's all about. So never, ever forget it, and trust us that we're in this journey with you, and we want to make sure it's a great journey. So on that note, Nolan, you know what time it is. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.